Hi, welcome to Men Writing Men today. this is episode 5. I'm here with Mariah, and today we're doing Will Grayson, Will Grayson by John Green and David Levithan. First thoughts, what did you think of the book?
it was my favorite book so far.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang it, why did it have to be the man? But I do like John Green in general. Like,
yeah.
I think this is the only John Green book I haven't read. So it was like, okay, this is the one we'll...
Did you look into who wrote which Grayson?
Interesting, no. Who wrote which one?
I didn't look into it either. I know I should have.
Now I'm wondering, because there's a Will Grayson I like better. And I wonder if that was John Green.
There's a Will Grayson I like better. I wonder if we like the same one. Yeah, so I guess we can just jump into it. Do you want to do a quick summary?
Sure. So also forewarning, first time I wrote no notes for a book. We'll see how this goes. I was like, I liked it too much to want to stop. And then I was like, I know I should go back and like take some notes, which I usually do. And I just have been really busy. So summary, basically we're introduced to each chapter alternates between two men. Well, I guess teenagers whose name is Will Grayson. And they're both kind of like unhappy in their lives and happen to meet. It's like this moment of fate where the Will Graysons collide. And from there, their lives change drastically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they both fall in love. yeah. So it's written in first person, each of them, like depending on which Will Grayson you are being. So the first chapter, Will Grayson. So there's Will Grayson and then there's like angsty Will Grayson.
Okay. I was going to say, we need to clarify right now, going forward, how we're going to say which Will we're talking about.
Yeah, there's like edgy Will Grayson and then there's the regular Will Grayson.
Okay.
That's how I thought of them in my mind because the edgy one was so edgy.
Okay. In my mind, he was angry Will Grayson.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fair. So, yeah, the non-angry Will Grayson, the calm one, we're actually introduced to Tiny Cooper, who is another main character who is not a Will Grayson. And he's described as very large and very gay. That's kind of his defining characteristics. Yeah, he's the best friend of this Will Grayson. He has been taking a break from hanging out with Tiny because... Tiny has discovered that he's gay.
I don't think he's discovered. He's discovered that he wants to, like, unite with other gays.
Yeah.
So he, like, creates the gay-straight alliance.
And he's just doing that.
And Will Grayson's like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. So then he has this other group of friends that include, like, the student council president or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they're mad at him right now because he wrote a letter to the school paper saying that gays should be allowed to use the bathroom or something.
I don't remember.
Oh, no, they didn't like gays in the locker room.
Right.
So
and so he wrote a letter saying, like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then he signed it, and then he was mad at himself for signing it.
Yes, and they were mad at him for writing it, and so he's gone back to Tiny Cooper.
Yes. So Tiny is in love, because he always is in love. Yeah, this Will Grayson, his thing is, like, don't care too much and don't talk.
Yeah, those are his two rules in life. Don't care and shut up.
Yeah.
And that's how you get by.
Yeah. And so Tiny hangs out with this guy, Gary, and this girl, Jane. And yeah, so Gary is gay and Jane may or may not be gay.
We don't know yet.
Yeah. His parents are doctors and they go to see Neutral Milk Hotel, or they're going to go see.
Are these real bands?
I don't know.
Again.
I thought that Neutral Milk Hotel might have been, but mm-hmm. I didn't.
I just thought this now. I didn't look it up, but I'm like,
Yeah.
Are they real?
Yeah. I don't... yeah, so they're going to see this band in Chicago. So they're in a suburb of Chicago, correct?
I guess so. Never tells us how long the drive is, but they do drive.
Yeah. They all drive, so they're all the age in which a person could drive.
Yeah.
It says Will... I think Will Grayson looks in the mirror... this Will Grayson, and his face seems too square and his eyes too big. Which, yeah, I don't know how that looks, but that's what we're working with as far as description.
Okay.
Are you looking something up?
Yeah, I'm looking up who wrote which Will Grayson.
Oh, okay. I do need to know that. Yeah, Tiny Cooper is 6 foot six.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Which, no, not
bad. Yeah, yeah, I know you don't care.
But one of the Wills was always written in lowercase, and that's how we were supposed to distinguish them.
You didn't notice that?
Nope, didn't pay attention.
It was the first thing I noticed. I was like, oh, one of them has decided to write in stupid caps because it was, yeah, it was like I was lowercase, like everything was lowercase.
Neutral Milk Hotel is a band.
Okay, but did you look see who?
Well, that came up from my looking, but it doesn't say yet.
Yeah. So Tiny is 6 foot six. They need fake IDs for the concert, and then he gets in like this elaborate way where Tiny pretends to punch someone or something, and then he sneaks in.
Yes.
Pretends to punch Gary or. Does
Gary do- Gary, Gary punches Tiny, okay, for real, and then hurts himself punching giant massive Tiny, and then yeah. Will Grayson sneaks in.
Okay, and then it's not Neutral Milk Hotel; it's some knockoff band
who tricked everyone,
yeah,
into thinking it would be Neutral Milk Hotel. So random.
Yeah. So Tiny gets Facebook dumped, and he's very sad. Because he is very up and down. He's constantly dating people and then being dumped. He takes an insane number of shots. And I don't know if it was like six or something. Like, it was too many. Like, I was concerned.
Oh my gosh. sorry, this is just like a plug for another book that will be featured in future podcasts that I've already read and you're still reading. She does 15 shots in this book. And I was like, she'll die. And they're all like, she'll die.
Yeah. That's too many. You die from that.
You leave the mystery of what book it is. I wonder if anyone will know. Like, I know that book!
Yeah, so he takes Tiny home, and then he thinks Jane is pretty, but that's as far as he cares about her.
Because he's still not sure.
Yeah, because he's like, I don't want to date anyone, because would be caring and talking,
yeah,
which are against his rules.
Yeah.
Did you figure out who wrote which?
I did.
Are you not going to tell me?
Well, I feel like we should wait till the very end.
Oh, okay. That's exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the first thing I wrote when edgy Will Grayson showed up was, it's all in lowercase. Because mm-hmm. it also, all the text, all the dialogue is written like text conversations.
Yeah. Or, yeah, like, I imagined it like a script.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I wrote a quote just so that you understand, like, how edgy Will Grayson is. I am constantly torn between killing myself and killing everyone around me. That was like the first line from him. I was like, oh, hi. Really angry guy.
Very angry.
Yeah, yeah. And then it was like, I do not eat breakfast. I never eat breakfast. I literally just was writing quotes. Every morning I pray the school bus will crash and we'll all die in a fiery wreck. So,
yes.
Yeah, he's an angry fellow.
He's a very angry fellow. And I thought, oh, another angry character. Ugh.
But let me just say, this was my favorite Will Grayson.
I like the other one.
Wow. This worked out. But yeah, I liked Edgy. Like, at first I was like, oh, he's too much. I can't handle this guy. But I later totally into him. I like was excited for all of his things. Like, I was like, what's he up to? What's going on with him?
And see, I was the opposite. I was like, oh, goodness, hurry. Get through the script. Back to other Will Grayson.
Yeah, so this Will Grayson, he's friends with Maura, Derek, and Simon.
But not really.
No, he doesn't love
He's like, these are the people I sit and talk to, but often we don't talk and just sit there.
Yeah. So he, like, is in love with this guy, Isaac, that he's been talking to online, and he's like writing Isaac in his notebook all like with hearts and stuff and such, and he thinks Maura likes him. Sorry. I also wrote, I fixed myself a cheese sandwich, I'm too lazy to grill it, and jerk off. He just like
he does do that a lot.
Yeah, which I was like, wow, this is a really honest interpretation of a young man. He's just waiting for Isaac to come online, And that's the best part of his existence.
Yes. Well, and there's also like very, like our very specific things, like Isaac can't call. They only talk at night. The only on the computer. All these little things like that.
He's depressed. That's the other thing. Which I was like, what if the non-capitalization was also like, he's too depressed to capitalize? Like, because it felt like lazy writing, which not like it's the slightly lazier version where you don't bother capitalizing the start of words and stuff or sentences.
No sentence get capitalized?
No. There was no capitalization in the whole thing. How did you not notice? Yeah, and so there was like little online conversation with Isaac, and I was like, okay, this is cute. Meanwhile, other Will Grayson, Tiny wants to put on a musical that he wrote called Tiny Dancer. And Jane messages him and like flirts with him a little bit. And yeah, so Tiny wants to bring him into the Gay Straight Alliance to get with Jane.
Mm-hmm. But he's uncertain.
Yeah.
For like multiple reasons. It's not just like, I don't know, like the shut up thing. Is Jane gay? What are people going to say about me joining the Gay Straight Alliance? Am I the only straight person in the... All these. Yeah.
He thinks a lot about a lot of things. Gary and Nick broke up. And so now Tiny is flirting with Nick, I think. And then Jane tries to kiss him at this point.
Who?
Jane.
To kiss Will Grayson?
Yeah.
What? Right at the beginning?
That stop sign thing?
I don't remember. Oh! Wow, these chapters were long.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, right. Yes. Tiny has told Jane that Will likes her.
Yeah.
So then she's like, I'll go for it because he likes me. Obviously, he'll kiss me back.
And then he doesn't. And she's like fresh out of a breakup or something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And so he tries to kiss, or she tries to kiss him. And then he's like, whoa, I don't want a relationship.
Yeah, because shut up and not care.
Yeah. And then he's like mad that she's not more upset that he rejected her. Oh, and he gets a fake ID. And that's why they were going to get this fake ID.
Yeah.
So Maura, meanwhile, with edgy, angry Will Grayson, she corners him and asks him if he's gay. And he's like, just because I won't sleep with you doesn't mean I'm gay. And he watches Pride and Prejudice with his mom.
In this chapter also, I he talks about more. Do you call her Maura?
Yeah.
Okay, I call her Moira.
I think it was like Laura, but with an M.
But wasn't it? Was it Maura?
It was,
wasn't it? But, okay, Maura. also at this point though, you find out like this terrible characteristic of hers, and I'm like, man, God, you gotta get away from her. Which was, he was talking about how she found out about him being depressed, and she basically like went through his bag, found his pills, and then was like, hey, are you, like, just casually was like, hey, are you like on any like
medication?
And then he's like, no, because like obviously he doesn't have to tell her. That's not her business. And then she's like, well, what are these pills? And like reveals them to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. And so he's also talking about like, oh man, does she know I'm gay? And this is her like
her way of like
forcing it out of me. Like that she forces people to tell them their secrets in like a very manipulative
way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought she was like stupid, but not, I don't know. We'll get to more about her. Oh, no, the reason she accuses him of being gay is because I think she saw him writing Isaac. So she's, like, in his notebook. So she's like, who's Isaac? He's like, oh, he's just a character that I made up.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Isaac. And then he is talking to Isaac later that night, and they decide to meet. For real. At Frenchie's in Chicago.
Yes. They're very, those examples of all their different conversations that they would have when they were like, what is it? Sexting, basically?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so weird.
Yeah, it was kind of super cringy.
Maybe that's the cringiest moment of the book. I was like, whoa, man, this is detailed.
Meanwhile, other Will Grayson, his doctor dad is like, you should go to medical school because that's what doctor dads do.
And he basically admits to saying, I just do what my parents tell me because they know it's like, he's like, I'm not one of those kids who's like, my parents are trying to trick me into things. I'm like, if they know what's best for me, they know what's best for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, in one way, that's great. But also, if there's something you want to do, don't just be a doctor because your parents think that.
Yeah. Yeah, so Tiny spends the weekend with Nick, and Will wants Tiny not to do this play. This musical.
Well, because the play is based off of Tiny's life, and Will and Tiny have been, like, best friends forever.
Yeah.
And so there's a character in the show whose name at the beginning of the is called Gil?
Gil Rayson
or something. And it's like, obviously that's me, Tiny. And he's like, no, it's not you. It's just like a... You are the inspiration, but it's not you.
So Tiny wants Will to date Jane. And there was a line from Tiny where he was like, her hair's poofy. She's got a great nose. And I mean a great nose. And boobs. She seems to have boobs. And I was like back and forth. How do you feel about Tiny? Because I was back and forth about him, where, like, sometimes I was like, oh, he's a lot, but other times I was like, oh, he's nice.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Back and forth, for sure. There, like, I don't, I, we'll get to it, because okay. There's much more comes through the remaining.
Yes.
Tiny is a big character.
Yeah, so Tiny says, Gil Rayson isn't you, he's a fictional character, come on. And he's putting on the play, for sure. Yeah, he calls Jane, and because he likes the band they're supposed to go see this weekend.
Yes.
She leaves a note in his jacket pocket because he left his jacket with her when they went to get the fake ID.
Uh-huh.
And they have like a weird awkward exchange with it over the phone where she's like, you should read the note. And then he reads it and then he's like...
It's cute.
Yeah.
And then she's super offended.
Yeah. So he decides that he likes Jane.
Yes.
And decides to go creepily watch her put her locker combination in because...
Yeah. Well, she already did this. It's not like a really creepy thing. She already looked at his locker combination. Yeah, no. So now it's like, now I'm just going to return the favor. Yeah. I thought what he did was really cute.
Yeah. No, it was very cute.
Yeah. Like, that's impressive, boy.
Yeah. It was just like the way he was describing, just like lurking around waiting for her to come and put her locker combo in. I was like, okay.
But anyways, what he does, is that here? That must be in this chapter, is that he gets her locker combo and then he emails the band and is like, can you dedicate this song
to this locker combination?
And she'll know who she is. Blah. And they're like, I remember thinking, what? The band replied and said they would do it?
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe it's such an indie, rogue band. Like,
yeah.
I mean, if I were to email, what is the band I've gone to see? The most recent band? Beyonce. That was the most recent concert I went to.
Okay, but this is like a small, like, bar band.
I know. But like I was, you know, in my head going, what? But also, I'm like, wait a second, no, they're not going to, like, the big auditorium in the, like, to go see the big name Beyonce. Yeah. They're just going to a bar, so.
Yeah.
Fair
that they, yeah. Yeah, so he gets this fake ID, and then it turns out the fake ID says he's 20.
Yeah.
Instead of 21. So he can't get in. And they just go without him.
I know. That would be really soul-crushing. Like, for real. And that's one of those tiny moments that you're like, this is your best friend. Like, I promise you now, Lainey, I won't do that to you.
I know. I was like, no, you just don't. I don't know. That was, like, harsh.
Yeah.
So then he goes into an adult store to try and use his fake ID. Because
he's like, basically, he's like, I need to use this now. And they're like, oh, just wait for us. So he's like, what am I going to do? Well, I'm waiting for them.
Yeah.
He's like, ah. Oh. Fake IDs let you into adult stores.
Yeah, so he goes in and the guy doesn't ID him. So he's like, no, ID me. And I thought it was really funny. But he's like, you have to do this, right?
No. Have you been to an adult store before?
Yes. Okay. But they didn't ID me.
Yeah, me neither. I remember, because we in Canada, you don't have to be 9. I don't know how old you have to be. I feel like I went in when I was 8 in grade 12. So high school, 18.
Oh, okay. I went when I was university age, so I wasn't concerned about being carded.
But that was what we did. Like, I mean, you didn't live here when we were 18, but like a lot of us on the day we turned 18
All went to the porn store.
would go to the porn store. Because you could. We didn't buy anything, we just walked in.
You're like, wow.
That's what it's like in here. Actually, we might have bought something. Vanessa might have bought, like, there was a time where one of my friends was collecting flavored condoms. I wonder what she did with all of those. I mean, they would have expired.
You just hang them on the wall.
I've got to ask her now.
Yeah, I wonder what she ended up doing with all the
Oh my
flavors.
gosh, she, like, that's what she did when she'd go traveling. She would buy, like, in Hawaii, when we went to Hawaii as a class, you could buy, like, like pineapple condom, like the little picture of a pineapple on it.
Why smells like condom? That's so weird. I mean, it's cool. It's great. I support her.
Anyways, tangent done. Back to the book.
So, yeah, so he's just chilling in this porn
Well, and he's
store.
decided he gotta buy
Yeah,
something
so
because
he
he's like,
buys
I
this.
have to show them
Yeah, that I
that,
did it.
yeah.
So he buys this magazine called Mano a Mano or something. Meanwhile, angry Will Grayson, he's like, Simon and Derek need him for Mathletes because they are nerds, I guess. That's like their character trait, as they're just computer
Yeah.
guys.
And I guess he's agreed to be a mathlete with them.
Yeah, so he makes Maura go, or he asks Maura to go in his place.
Yeah. So that he can go to Chicago and he lies. He doesn't have to tell her about the real reason he's going.
Yeah, and so he goes to meet Isaac, and he goes to the porn store, which is called Frenchie's.
Because that's where Isaac told him to meet.
Yeah.
And he's like, weird, but maybe it's a joke.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. So he's like, he goes in, and then Will Grayson goes to pay at the cash
The
register.
regular Ray Will Grayson.
Yeah, the normal Will Grayson. So he goes to pay for his magazine, and then the guy who he was like, you have to ID me, looks at his
His like debit card.
and he's like, this says Will Grayson.
But your
Your
ID
ID
name.
says whatever his fake name was.
Why don't people get their ID fake IDs with their real names on
I
them?
don't know. It makes no sense to me.
Just add the I don't
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so then the other Will Grayson like comes up because he like hears his
His
name.
name. And he's like, maybe Isaac left a message with the
Something.
clerk.
Yeah.
Because Isaac's not here and he's
Yeah.
getting a little panicky.
Yeah,
Like,
he's like, this is really sketchy.
yeah.
And so then he and Will, so Will Grayson and Will Grayson, they then talk to each other.
They collide.
And they're both having kind of a bad time.
Yeah.
So the one Will Grayson tells him all about Tiny and Jay and just ditching him for this concert. And the other one is like, tells him all about that he was supposed to meet this guy that he was talking to online. And then Maura calls Will Grayson. And then Tiny calls Will Grayson.
And the call to Tiny is answered, and so both of them are like, the other one's like, I guess we both have to talk
We gotta go
because,
talk to do our separate things.
yeah. Actually, though, before you continue, I remember this part in that this was the longest conversation either of the Will Graysons had had up to this point.
Like with each other.
Yeah, like I mean, they don't really,
No, they don't have long.
and so it was just like, oh, these people have feelings and thoughts that are going unexpressed
Yeah.
is basically like what I felt in this moment and how like sad that is.
But I also thought it was really cute that they just like insta-bonded because they
Yeah.
had the same name.
Yes.
It
And
was.
I think regular Will Grayson also talked about how like it's easy to do this with
With a complete stranger.
because you don't have to worry about the repercussions of it. It's just
Yeah.
he's gonna leave and we'll be done.
Yeah.
Which is also so true in life, but it
Yes.
was just an interesting, like, wow.
Yeah, you meet the stranger, you bond over a thing, and you're both having a bad time, and they just like
And you can be
spill
so
all.
vulnerable
Yeah.
about your life.
Yeah. And speaking of vulnerable, Will Grayson, angry Will Grayson, has discovered that Maura was pretending to be Isaac, and was...
For the last year.
Yeah.
Not a few months, an entire year.
I literally wrote, oh, fuck her. Like, I was so offended on behalf of this Will Grayson.
I honestly was like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
I was like, a year.
She's a lunatic.
Yeah.
But it happens, is the thing. So it's not, like, unrealistic.
It's not unrealistic. I guess the part that was not unrealistic, but so upsetting was, like, you're supposed to be friends.
Yeah.
Like, at least regular catfishes, it's strangers.
Yeah.
Silver lining. I was catfished by a stranger, not my best friend.
Yeah. So it was harsh.
And she basically, again, she was like, I felt like you had so much to say.
Yeah.
And you couldn't talk to me. So I created someone that you could talk to.
Yeah. And I was like, you were hiding things from me. So I just found out, like, you know, on my own. And I was, I was, like, so hurt and offended for him. And then Tiny comes and comforts him.
Yes, because now the Tiny conversation is, like, the other Will Grayson, like, come. Like, will you leave the concert? Like,
there's another guy named Will Grayson who really needs a hand.
And apparently Tiny's really good at consoling people and breaking, and also Will Grayson, regular Will Grayson's like, there's a gay guy here, like,
and so he's like, okay. Tiny just drops everything. He's like, there's a gay guy there.
And he's like, I'll bring Jane.
So then he goes and talks to Jane, and he realizes he likes her. He makes, like, a comment that he likes that she's kind of pretentious, and I was like,
interesting,
is that a trait that you like about people?
Not me.
I know, it's not my thing. She uses, like, big, long words to talk about music.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, yeah, she's definitely a music snob.
Yeah. There was another thing that I was like, oh, I can't stand this. Is, like, her immediate reaction to, like, oh, that's the worst one. Like, he was like, oh, have you heard, I don't know, the names of all these songs are crazy. Have you heard?
Whatever, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, yeah, I don't like that one. It's the worst song on all their songs. And I just, like, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, you don't know what they're about to say next.
Yeah, they're not going to, have you heard this song? I fucking hate it. Like, it's not usually why people bring up a song.
And I kind of, like, struggle with people, like, I love music, but I'm just like, if it sounds good, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my whole attitude with
music. Yeah, so that's why I was like, it's weird that he's attracted to this trait about her.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, yeah, I still like you, even though you're a music snob. But, yeah.
Okay, anyways. So, Jane and regular Will Grayson go off on their own and leave Tiny and angry Will Grayson to be consoled. But I don't know if you remember or if you wrote it down, what it was that Will Grayson said to angry Will Grayson. As he left, he gave him
there was something very
and it
nice.
Was, oh, and I loved it.
Oh, I don't remember. I wrote, this is good shit, when they were talking, and I don't remember what it was.
Because Tiny was just kind of, his way of consoling in a breakup, and it depends on the person, right, was to say, like, everyone has bad breakups, and, like, this is what's happened to me, and nothing can be worse than that, da-da-da-da-da. And then other Will Grayson just talked about, like, oh, it was something about
truth
and love.
Yeah.
And you can't have one without the other.
Oh, it was definitely something like that. Oh, but it was basically like, it was more like recognizing, like, oh, you're having a bad time right now.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, this could be worse or something like that.
No.
It was like, you're having a bad time and that's okay that you're having a shitty time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So meanwhile, while Will Grayson...
Which one?
The basic one. Basic bitch one. He's off with Jane, and Jane has run into her ex at the concert, and she's like, my ex is the only one who knows my locker combination. So he had them dedicate a song to me. That was so romantic.
I know, and then Will Grayson is like, I'm just gonna shut up.
Yep, not correct her, because admittedly that would be like, I don't know.
He was like, it would be embarrassing. And I was like, oh man, but it's so cute.
Yeah. So then they do like this thing where they're like, okay, we're going to be really honest for 10 minutes. And he's all like, I like you. And they kiss. And then she's like, I'm going to see how things go with my ex.
Well, that's basically like, she's like, I like you too, but I got to give my ex a chance. Look at what he did
for
me.
Look at what a nice guy he
is. I'm like, dude, be brutally honest in your 10 minutes of honesty and tell her what you did.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, like him and Jane part ways and Tiny and
Will have gone off.
And so he's like, I guess they ditched me again. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Now back to Angry.
Yeah, Angry Will Grayson. He likes Tiny, and they just kiss. And they're just, like, super into each other.
I thought this was so interesting. And I don't know, like, I am a straight person.
And a woman.
But he's been in the closet.
And he's just, like, going in.
Going for it.
Yeah.
Going for it.
I mean, like, he came in, and he was, like, ready to meet this guy that he was in love with. Yeah. So... I don't know. And so he's just like, and he's emotional and I don't know.
Yeah. I guess also too, like there's so many factors. He's not in his town.
Yeah. He's like off doing his own
thing. He's with a rando.
Yeah. That you could just kiss if you want to.
And never see if you don't. Again, if you wanted to not do that.
Yeah. So next chapter, Tiny tells Will Grayson that he kissed Will Grayson. Not gonna cut it. Gonna leave it in. That was such a good cough.
He probably saw it in my eyes.
Yeah, like, yeah. You were like panicking.
Okay, I'm good.
Will Grayson is mad at Tiny because he didn't tell him about Jane's ex.
Yep.
And
I also, just in case it was missed, Tiny told Will Grayson that he kissed other Will Grayson.
Yeah. Yeah. And he wants Tiny to change the name of Gil Grayson to something else.
So that it's not obvious who it is.
So he ignores Tiny because he's mad about the X thing. He's mad about
Is this
Tiny.
When he does the silent treatment thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tiny ditching him, and then he's also mad about Gil Grayson.
Is this when he walks in on Tiny talking about him?
I think it might be soon. Okay. But yeah, so he's decided to full on start flirting with Jane. He asks her to come to play.
But
tryouts.
But there's a reason for that too. Like he's like, it's one of those things that he's like, now she's unavailable. I don't have to worry about how I'm perceived.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he feels like more comfortable around her, which I 100% feel that. When I'm like with people who are in a man who's in a relationship, I feel way more comfortable, but not like in a now I'm going to flirt with you way, just like in a now I don't have to worry about how I'm perceived way.
Yeah,
it's just interesting how that came out. He's like, now I can flirt as much as I want.
Yeah. And she's like, you have to stop flirting with me because I'm trying to make things work with my ex. And he's like, no. And so Tiny, being Tiny, changes the name of Gil Grayson to Phil Grayson. And Gary is going to play Phil Grayson. So Will Grayson, angry Will Grayson, it's his chapter now. He goes home and comes out to his mom. And
his mom's cool with it.
Yeah. And She was like, I suspected something because he said Isaac in his sleep.
he really liked Isaac.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and so he doesn't tell his mom all of what happened with Maura, but he's like, I'm really mad at her.
And tell her, like, if she calls, tell her, like, don't even tell her I'm not home, don't lie. Tell her I'm done with you.
Yeah, like, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
And the mom's like, okay, sounds great. He also comes out to Derek and Simon. He's just like, I'm coming out.
This is it.
And Maura wants him to talk to her. And then this gay guy, Gideon, just like comes up to him and he's like, so you're gay. And they just become friends.
He's like, I have friends now.
Well, Gideon asks, Will Grayson
has already changed their lives. Because now he's like, new friends, okay.
I'm gay now. Like everything's... Yeah, Gideon actually asks him out. And then he's like, oh no, I have a boyfriend. He just doesn't go to our school.
Because him and Tiny, like, have been texting nonstop.
Yeah, and so they're dating, sort of.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gideon gets rejected, and he's just like, yeah, we're friends now, though, because yeah. we're both gay.
We'll just hang out.
I liked Gideon a lot.
Okay.
Meanwhile, other boring regular Will Grayson. So Tiny keeps saying Will Grayson, like talking about the angry Will Grayson, and then his Will Grayson keeps correcting him to say other Will Grayson. Like, he's like, I'm the original Will Grayson, like, stop referring to him. Like, call him other Will Grayson. And then Tiny reveals that his play shouldn't be about Tiny, it should be about love in general.
Yeah.
Jane skips class to spend time with her boyfriend, and he's mad about it, and Tiny's too busy to hang out with him.
Yes, this is the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's very funny to me. I, like, your details on this Will Grayson are so little. Because I'm like, oh, these were so important moments. And you're just like, they fought. And I was like, it mattered so much. Because, like, he walks in on Tiny talk, like, giving direction to Gary.
Yeah.
On what kind of person Will is.
Yeah.
And it's not very nice.
No, it's not.
But it's completely true.
It is.
And he talks about that, like, he just goes through life without wanting to have any feelings. Mm-hmm. And I thought that this was all very important and not boring at all. And you were like, boring Will Grayson.
So he goes to Jane's house and then they talk about Schrodinger's cat because he doesn't understand the name of the band, which has something to do with Schrodinger's cat. And I didn't like their whole physicist talk.
Except it was so important.
I know it was, but I didn't... It was... I don't know. It was like... I don't know. It was too much. It was Jane being pretentious.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't fully pick up, but I was like, okay, what are they trying to say? And it was just like, basically...
It was them saying one thing and meaning...
Meaning another.
Yeah.
And that was that, like, Schrodinger's cat is basically, you put a cat in a box, you add radiation to the box, and until you open the box... The cat is alive or dead.
Yeah.
There's no in between. There's no maybe. Mm-hmm. Until we... But so as the subjective individual, we don't know.
Yeah.
But the universe knows. Like...
Yeah.
Whether the cat is alive or dead. And until you open the box, you're not in on the secret. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a cool... Then bring this into the characters. And I was like, dang!
Whereas, meanwhile, I'm just really invested in Tiny plus angry Will Grayson. Like, I was like, I gotta get to those chapters. How are they... Is it gonna work for them? Yeah, so then he invites Tiny over to meet his mom. And so this angry Will Grayson is poor. Not, like, crazy poor, but he's single mother. Like, he works. And then Tiny, meanwhile, is quite rich.
Yeah.
So he gets a little sketched out by that, where he's like, oh no, what if he comes over to our house?
And he's... pretentious.
Yeah. But then he buys the mom a bowl and she really likes it. And it was really nice.
I liked Tiny in this scene.
Yeah. He like sings at one point, which I was like,
ugh. He sings the song of the musical.
Yeah. Which was a little much for me.
I sing.
Yeah, that's true. I like it when you sing. I wasn't picturing Tiny Cooper as you. He's 6'6".
Oh, I guess another thing too, isn't like I say to you, Lainey, I'm gonna sing to you right now. And then
I think you need me to sing to you right now.
And then, you know, singing just occurs, but this was really like I'm gonna perform a little bit of my musical and mm-hmm. you will watch me, which is very I don't do it. Sometimes I do that. I don't know if I've ever done it for you, but I've definitely performed musical like songs from musicals to people.
Maybe that was me being like, I love Will Grayson, angry Will Grayson plus Tiny Cooper, because I love you. Like,
I'm the Tiny to your angry Will.
Yeah, am I angry Will Grayson?
I don't think so.
I hope the bus crashes in a fiery wreck. Yeah, he talks to Tiny about his fish and the prescription drugs for his depression.
they make out.
They make out and end up on the floor twice. Like, they start in the bed and end up on the floor. And I was like, what are they doing?
Maybe they're just too big. Just
all over the room.
Tiny's 6'6".
Yeah, he is a massive human being. Yeah, so then Will Grayson is like, I'm bad and I ruin everything. And Tiny's like, I don't care. I'm so positive that I can work it out.
Well, doesn't he also say something like, no, you're, like, wrong about that?
Yeah, he
blah,
does.
Blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
But Will Grayson's busy. He's like, I have to be edgy. That's my characteristic. See, this is when Tiny is working on the play and says Phil Grayson is annoying. And he's like, Gary, you're not playing him annoying enough. So then Will eats lunch outside the auditorium. And then Will goes to cry.
I know.
That was rough. And he feels like Tiny, like he was, at the beginning, he was like, oh, I'm stuck with this friend of Tiny. And like, why would I pick this friend? But then he's like, maybe Tiny is stuck with me as a friend.
And like, doesn't want me. And like,
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah.
And then...
Then he calls his dad.
And his dad comes home to hang out with him.
I know.
I was like, wow.
I loved it. I was like, this is the, like, parenting 101, guys. If your kid calls you crying and is like, I need just to not be at school right now, let them come home.
Yeah. See, personally, I would be like, okay, let me come home, but you don't need to come hang out with me.
But he didn't ask him to come out.
I know.
His dad just came.
I know.
And that made it even better.
I personally would be like, no, but it was very cute. Jane comes to tell him she broke up with her boyfriend. And then they talk about physicists and cats. And Jane decides to stay for dinner.
Yeah.
Is this meanwhile? I don't know which Will Grayson we're doing. Tiny is stressed about Will Grayson, so he decides to go see Will Grayson.
Yeah, we've gone into Angry Will Grayson's chapter.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's Angry Will Grayson, like, panicking.
Yeah.
That Tiny's coming to school to see...
Oh, yeah.
He's like, again, Tiny's going to see my school. And I'm assuming what he's assuming is that Tiny has this nice, fancy school and that his school is, like, where the poor kids go.
Yeah. And... He's, like, proper friends with Gideon now. And yeah. I was like, that's nice.
Who Tiny's a little jealous of.
Yeah. Yeah, and so Will Grayson is, like, he's all shy about, like, public displays of affection with Tiny. And I was like, that's fair. Tiny kind of is a lot.
Yeah.
And then he introduces Tiny to Derek and Simon and Gideon. Yeah, so he decides to just skip class to hang out with Tiny.
Tiny.
But then Tiny goes and yells at Mora, breaking Will Grayson's vow of silence. Like, he's been totally flat out ignoring her.
Like, she doesn't exist as a being anymore.
And so Tiny acknowledging her wrecks that. And I was mad at Tiny for doing this.
What did he... And, I mean, Will Grayson was super mad, too. Because basically he was saying... He said to her, like, because you were a liar, look at what good came out of this. And he's like, you're basically telling her to be awful.
Yeah.
Because good comes from it. And
yeah.
She shouldn't be awful.
She should, like, be.
Not only did you break this vow I made to not acknowledge her, but you justified her awfulness.
Yeah. Yeah. So then they fight and they go hang out on the swing set.
But this was also sad. Well, actually, I don't know if it was sad. I remember thinking it was interesting because Tiny was like, where should we go? Like, where's your spot?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't have a spot. And he's like, everyone has a spot. And then I was like, I don't have a spot. Do you have a spot?
I don't know. It depends. Like, but it's like hiding spots. I don't know.
But maybe it's just a thing about their friends. Because, like, he said, like, Will.
He's like other Will.
Other
Grayson.
Will Grayson has his dugout where he goes cry.
Yeah, so then Will Grayson is like, things are easy for you because you're rich and you have friends and you're openly gay and all this stuff. And Tiny's like, it's not easy being fucking massive. Like, and like, I'm glad that they acknowledged that, you know, like,
and he even like him saying, everyone is always watching me. Like, he is a big personality too.
Yeah.
But he's like that. I have like,
this is my
life.
Yeah.
Every day. There is no blending in.
Yeah.
And I just have to accept that. Otherwise, I'll be distraught all the time, kind of, is what his message is.
Yeah, and so he's like, I'm doing this musical to bring some good into the world, because, like, he's like, I'm here anyway, like...
And he also talks about how he just feels like he's never been appreciated.
Yeah.
And that he wants to be appreciated. I'm like, these poor souls.
So they, like, break up, sort of?
Yeah, they do. It's not sort of, they definitely do.
Okay. And then he... hangs out with Gideon, and Gideon is a good friend.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my god, this is what it's like to have a good friend and not Mora.
Yeah.
Who's, like, terrible. Or he's...
Literally terrible.
Yeah. Well, he asks... I think he's like... He's like, this is what Mora wanted from our friendship, and I couldn't
give it to her.
And so she went to these insane lengths. Yeah, meanwhile, Will Grayson is dating Jane, and him and Tiny are talking, but things are tense.
Yeah, and little things like everyone else knew Tiny and Will get Grayson broke up, but not Will Grayson.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's like, I thought we were friends. Why wouldn't?
Why wouldn't?
Why am I the last to know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because Jane tells him that Tiny and Will Grayson broke up. And yeah. Jane's like, why aren't you talking to Tiny? And then, yeah. And he misses Tiny. But he tells Jane that he really likes her. And then he's like, I have to go tell Tiny that I love him.
Oh, I love that part. Okay, can we talk about Schrodinger's cat again? Schrodinger's?
Sure.
Because I don't know if it was because I related so well to this Will Grayson in, like, when I don't have the don't care attitude or mentality, but I often will have the shut up, like, don't tell people anything.
Yeah.
And his whole the cat thing was like, if I keep myself secretive, the fate of the future is a yes or a no. Like, it's a mystery. And so let's keep the box closed.
Yeah.
And that's what he has done. He did it with Jane. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's great. Like, okay, like, I won't go with her. I will go with her. I'm just going to choose not to even consider it. And then he considered it and he opened the box, whatever.
Yeah.
But the opening of the box with Tiny, to me, that was like the so great point of the story.
He
was like, we've never told each other how we feel about each other.
He had to, like, confess. And so this, just so you know, like, this is best friend Will Grayson.
Yes.
Confessing. Not like boyfriend Will Grayson. This is
regular old boring Will Grayson.
Yeah.
Realizing he has to open his box and see his relationship with Tiny for what it really is, which is that he loves his best friend.
And there was a conversation about, like, that in a relationship you have, like, stages where, like, at a certain point you say I love you, but you don't have that in a friendship.
No.
You don't have to do that at any point. And so he's like, we're at that level.
So he, like, runs to tell him that he loves him.
Yeah, and so he tells Tiny that he's shitty, and he's like, all the stuff you said about me being annoying and bad, it's true, but I love you. And then they have, like, a heart-to-heart where they're like, there's things that suck about you. Like, they both are like, there's things that suck about you, but I love you still.
Yeah.
And Tiny is like, this is a little weird. Like, you're being a little too lovey for me.
Which is so funny, because Tiny's all about the lovey.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
which is, I also think that's even partially sad. Like, men should be allowed to love men.
In whatever sense they want.
Because women are allowed to say that to each other, and it's just like, okay. But when men say it, it's like, weird. Why are you saying that?
Yeah. Just and so then it. He goes, or he's going to be backstage at the play.
Tiny has asked Will, boring Will, and Jane to watch from backstage.
Yeah. So. Oh,
I loved the play.
Meanwhile, well, you love musicals.
I didn't care about the songs.
Songs
and books mean nothing to me.
I know, me too. But anyway. So, meanwhile, angry Will Grayson is now sad Will Grayson, because he's been broken up with. And so he asks his single mother, he's like, can you cheat without noticing? Because he feels like...
like he might have cheated on...
because he's been hanging out with Gideon. And because he's bonding with Gideon as a friend kind of thing.
Yeah.
And... I was like, the mom gives too much info about cheating, which I think was to suggest that the dad was maybe cheating, or I don't know. Because the mother is quite lonely.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah, and they talk about how she's lonely. They had such an interesting relationship that I liked as it progressed, because, again, you see him changing and wanting to make an effort with his mom. In the beginning, he's just like, I suck. I feel bad that I suck, but...
I don't talk to my mom,
and she just kind of has to deal with my suckiness.
Yeah.
But now he's, like, putting in this effort to engage with her. And
all because he met Will Grayson.
I'm like, why? Whatever that, why that is the reason, but whatever.
So then Speaking of Will Grayson.
Which one?
They talk for a little bit here. They have a little chat where he's like, oh, so you broke up, or you and Tiny broke up. Or yeah. Like,
and yeah. They had that awkward, like, I don't even know if we should be talking. Yeah. Because Tiny's my best friend and I love him, but then, also you're like.
There's a line I love where they're like, I don't know if that's even okay. And then the other one's like, I just checked the bylaw of the International Society of Will Grayson. And I don't know. Like, I'm not seeing anything about it. I just love their conversations.
Why do they talk?
Oh, maybe about the play? He's like, I don't think I should go.
Oh, they IM, don't they?
Yeah, they just, yeah. They're just chatting online.
Yeah.
And they, like, are addressing each other as, like, Will Grayson every time. Like, yeah. They're like, what do you think we should do, Will Grayson? Like.
And Will Grayson, boring Will Grayson's like, you should come to the play.
Yeah.
You should come and see it.
Yeah, so Will tells his mom about Tiny's play, and she says you should go, and she also says you should talk to Maura. I disagree with everyone's advice to talk to Maura. I think she should be ignored for the rest of time.
But I don't think that he needs to talk to Maura for Maura.
No.
He needs to talk to Maura for him.
I guess.
To let go.
Yeah.
Because also, like, holding a grudge doesn't actually mean you're not angry anymore. It just means you're angry and they don't know you're angry.
Yeah.
And that's different.
Yeah. You're right. It's probably unhealthy to hold a grudge that long, but I don't think anyone should ever talk to Maura again.
Don't you want him to be happy?
I do, but I want
her. To Maura.
She needs to be punished. So, yeah, Gideon proves to be great again, and he also
tells him to talk to Maura.
I know, which I support most of the things Gideon does, but not that. But he's like, I'll take you to Tiny's play, and you should go.
And talk to Maura.
Yeah.
So he talks to Maura.
Yeah, I didn't write what they said.
I didn't. It's really not memorable to me. No. Again, I just thought he needs to talk to her to
let it
get
go.
Out
yeah.
that he's so angry at her, and then he can move on.
Yeah. Yeah. So that happened.
Yeah.
He's moved on now. So Gideon has some sort of idea for how to prove that Will Grayson likes Tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read this, I was like, oh no, this is going to like wreck everything. Like, I was like, I'm so for Will Grayson plus Tiny, this is going to be something. And I was like, there's nothing that this Will Grayson could do that would be in character for him. That's like some grand show of thing that Tiny would like. But.
Did you like what he does?
I did.
Okay.
I loved it.
So he calls the other Will Grayson to get him in on it.
Yeah. So Tiny is puking before the show.
Yeah.
And so best friend Will Grayson is like bringing him Pepto-Bismol and tea and stuff. And he's like giving him pep talk. And the play starts. And there's a baseball scene which Will Grayson remembers.
And he talked about earlier.
Yeah. Because
when he was at the baseball diamond. Yeah. And he was like just amazed that Tiny remembered this moment too.
Yeah.
And so it's like, again, oh my goodness. Like, this is the love I loved in this book. It wasn't any of the romantic love. It was like
two best friends.
Yes.
Yeah. It was something about like that the coach like told Will Grayson he was shitty, and then Tiny was like, hey, that's not a nice thing to say to a kid.
Yes. And then they quit, like they both had to be escorted out. Didn't Tiny like punch
maybe
the coach?
Maybe. I don't know.
And then they didn't play baseball anymore.
Yeah. And then there's a gay pride parade scene where Tiny comes out to Will Grayson. And Will Grayson's like, it was so freaking obvious.
Yes. And again, these are memories that Will Grayson has already verbalized to us throughout the play. Or throughout
the book.
The book. But he didn't talk to Tiny about it. It's not like they together created this play.
Yeah, no.
But everything that he thought was important about his life with Tiny...
Yeah.
Tiny thought was important about his life with Will Grayson.
Yeah. And like Will Grayson is a part of all these like really important moments in Tiny's life.
Yes.
It was really nice.
Yes.
Yeah, then it's intermission and Will Grayson arrives. Gasp. Angry Will Grayson, obviously, because the other one's already here.
Yes. And Tiny keeps asking, is he here? Is he here?
But yeah.
You can't see. There's too many people. There's hundreds of people in the audience. They must have a big school.
They have like a parade of Tiny's exes.
Yes, and this is Act Two, and Tiny has warned us it's going to get sadder and more depressing.
Yeah, and so they get to like the end of the exes, and Will Grayson's like, "Oh, that's me then."
Yeah,
that line is, "I think you're in love with my need," which I was like, "Oh, this was one of the lines where I was like, whoa," because it was like this Will Grayson is sad. And he needs someone like Tiny to be this ray of sunshine in his life and, mm-hmm. like, lift him up. And so he's like, that's what you love about me. Not me, you know? Like...
Wait, who's he? Which one is he?
I'm sorry. Like... That's what...
Call them Will and Tiny. Will needs Tiny to love his need? Or Tiny needs...
Will Grayson is a sad rock.
Yes.
And he needs Tiny's sunshine to be okay. And so he thinks Tiny is in love with Will Grayson needing him.
Gotcha. And not actually in love with Will Grayson.
Yeah. Or that he would realize one day that Will Grayson is just a pile of need and not a good thing for Tiny.
Got it.
So Will Grayson talks to Will Grayson and tells him the plan. Mm-hmm. And one of them says, "I guess I'm not the Will Grayson I used to be." And I was like, that's a really cute line, too. I was only writing cute lines. Like,
it was like, I agree. I was like, oh, man, should I try to find some kind of awkward line or, like, the worst line from the book? It was probably something Tiny said, because he said some really ridiculous stuff sometimes. Totally. But I just liked this book so much. I didn't have that want to be like, let's make fun of it.
Pick it apart. Like, I just want to love it. Like, so Tiny replays the swing set conversation.
But he adds to it.
Yeah. And then he swings up and grabs a rafter and then falls onto the stage.
Because he's talking about how love is like falling.
Yeah.
And that people are afraid of the falling, mm-hmm. and that we actually need to fall.
Aww.
Right?
It's nice.
But then Will Grayson, angry Will Grayson, mm-hmm. as he's watching this, he's like, that's not what it is at all. It's not falling. It's floating.
So then the show starts to end, and angry Will Grayson stands up, and he's like, I'm Will Grayson, and I appreciate you, Tiny Cooper. And then they found a bunch of actual Will Graysons and made them come to this weird high school play. Oh,
I know.
And they all stand up in turn, and they're like...
I am also Will Grayson, and I appreciate you.
It's so cute. And then the last Will Grayson is like his best friend. He's so sweet. We're both like crying right now.
Oh, I love that so much.
Oh, I was like, oh, this is hella cute. And then like later I was just like, oh boy, that was cute. Like... It was just so nice.
Oh, it was so nice.
And that was the end.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yeah, I was so prepared for it to be bad. Like, for the big show of affection to be stupid. But it was just...
Oh, yeah. I do remember thinking, how did they get these Will Graysons on such short notice?
I know. And so the other Will Graysons are like, it's like a Wilma Grayson.
Yeah.
And like something else.
But... Yeah. I mean, it's pretty impressive they got any at all.
And it's not like they have a full audience full of Will Graysons. No. They have, like, six.
Yeah. But after that, there was, like, everyone else started saying it, too. Like, this whole...
It was, like, a wave of... And then Tiny's all like, this is nice.
Yeah.
It was very lovely. Yeah. Yeah.
So I have some, like, major... Not revelations, I don't know. Major points mm-hmm. that I found from this that I'm like, man, is this my adult? So one is that... which we've already talked about, was that my favorite relationship wasn't the love relationships, it was the friends, mm-hmm. which is so interesting about me reading books now.
Yeah.
Or me watching romance now. I am so hard judgmental on romance and in movies and books because I read it and go, they're wrong for each other.
Yeah.
Wrong. And then I'm like, even if they end happy in this book... They're breaking up. Like, this isn't a happily ever after anymore. And so...
I know. I thought this was so cute. And I was like, I think Will Grayson should be with Gideon. But this was so adorable. Like,
yeah. It didn't need them to get together.
No. Because other Will Grayson and Tiny were BFFs for life.
And that was fine.
Yeah.
That was great. So that was one of my big things that I was like, man, I loved that. What was my other big thing that I loved?
Men writing men.
Was it the fact that I like men writing men better?
Yeah. I don't know if it was better. I think it was very realistic and very...
Oh, I remember the other thing.
Oh, good. Okay. Tell us.
No, well, let's finish this. It felt more realistic, for sure. So right now, I think Men Writing Men is better, but I also think we've picked not great first three books. I think we've done three. It's just like we've missed the mark. I mean, there's thousands of female writers.
Yes. And I think this one also had the advantage of there was like just a ton of great male characters in it.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, I don't know if they did a great job with Jane.
Yeah. Again, like, I didn't care about Will Grayson and Jane. Like, if they end up together, it doesn't matter. As long as Will Grayson and Tiny stay friends forever, we're good.
I know. That was the thing. I was like, maybe men are better at writing, like, a male friendship, you know? And, so that was the weird thing with this one, is where, I don't know if these men wrote good romances, but they wrote very solid characters, I think.
They did, yeah. And so my final point, and that blends in really well, was that these characters grew as human beings as the book progressed. And you compare that to the other previous books we've read, who they were at the beginning was bad.
Yeah.
And they who they were at the end were the same people. And you go, why? Like, you will not be successful. And both Will Graysons had big old issues at the beginning of the book. Mm-hmm. And both of them realized that people and relationships and talking and being vulnerable.
Those are the important things.
And then they started doing it.
Yeah. Even Tiny had an arc where he was like, everything's about Tiny. And then he was like, things are about love.
Yeah.
The play is about Tiny, the play is about love.
Yes. And it was just this, like, an actual story line where it's like, oh, man, these characters... Because I, the beginning of the book, I was like, oh, man, we're going to watch two angry boys be angry boys.
Yes, for the whole
book. For the whole book, because that's what we had last time with the dumb angry girl and the dumb angry boy in the racist town. Angry all the time.
Yeah. Maybe because they live in racist town. I don't know.
But these boys just, like, learned from their mistakes. And I love it when people learn from their mistakes, because that's what life is about.
Yes.
And so this really felt like a book about life.
It was very cute.
And I guess we're concluding here. Which, who wrote who?
My guess is that John Green wrote the one that was punctuated correctly. The slightly chiller Will Grayson. I think David Levithan wrote the angry Will Grayson.
And that is correct.
I don't think I've ever read a book by either of them. But that, I just got the sense, I felt like John Green writes more. And so I was like, I don't know if he could handle writing in all lowercase and doing...
script type.
Yeah, this weird, like... format. He probably could if he wanted to.
It's just that hasn't
been would be more comfortable.
Yeah, and that's not his style.
Yeah.
I would have guessed the exact same way. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we were that's right. Yeah. Okay, and then we get to rank.
Yeah. So
what are we gonna do? How are we gonna should we just group them as one Will Grayson?
No, we have to pick a Will Grayson.
We can't pick because we're both gonna disagree.
It can't.
Obviously they're going up to the top of the list.
We have to pick one of them.
They're going to be Innkeeper, right?
Yeah, they are. I mean, Innkeeper was pretty great. With all his character development that he had. Which one was more attractive to you? The straight one or the gay one? the gay angry one? Or the straight, I don't know, anxious one?
Well, the straight anxious one was more attractive to me.
I think, like, I liked the gay angry one, and I liked his thing, maybe because I just felt indignation at Mora having wronged him. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, once that the boring Will Grayson cried in the dugout, I was like, oh, I mm-hmm. like him.
And I do, I mean, I believe, but I'm also biased towards boring Will Grayson, that he did grow more.
I think he did.
Like, I think his growth started earlier, and that's, like, I mean, I believe angry Will Grayson is going to continue growing. But his growth happened in the last couple chapters, where Boring Will Grayson had, like, four or five chapters.
I think they had to, like, stagger it a bit, you know? Like, so they kind of ended his arc, but his was, like, coming to a close.
Yeah.
And then he had his whole, like, I have to tell Tiny, I have to confess my feelings to Tiny, and that was so important. So, yeah, I will agree with that, Will Grayson. We're just going to write Will Grayson, so it won't really matter. We could have just written Will Grayson and been like, each just thought it was the different one.
But he's definitely winning. Oh, that's great.
Wow, Will Grayson, you made it from Will Grayson. Will Grayson of Will Grayson, Will Grayson. yeah, so that puts... We've got Will Grayson at number one. We've got Callias at number two. Or no, Innkeeper at number two. Yeah. Okay. So you're number two now. Callias goes to number three. And Chase Yu is now number four. That's all for today, folks. yeah, that was Will Grayson, Will Grayson by John Green and David Levithan. And I read in the foreword that David Levithan, there was like another author with a name that was very similar to his, and that's kind of where he got the idea to do it. But yeah. Bye-bye.